Stick close to me, Croaker. You too, Tracker. One Eye, you feel anything down there? Nothing. Goblin has his sleeping spell ready. Their sentries will be snoring when we touch down. Unless they aren't and raise the alarm, I muttered. Damn, but didn't I have it for the dark side? No problems, we grounded. Men poured over the side. They spread out as if this part had been rehearsed. Parts may have been, while I was sulking. I could do nothing but what Elmo told me. The early going reminded me of another barracks raid, long ago, south of the Sea of Torments, ere we enlisted with the Lady. We had slaughtered the urban cohorts of the Jewel City Beryl, our wizards keeping them snoozing while we murdered them. Not work I enjoy, I'll tell you. Most of them were just kids who enlisted for want of something better to do. But they were the enemy, and we were making a grand gesture. A grander gesture than I had supposed Darling could order or had in mind. The sky began to lighten. Not one man of an entire regiment, save perhaps a few AWOL for the night, survived. Out on the main parade of the compound, which stood well outside Rust proper, Elmo and the lieutenant began to yell, "Hurry! Hurry! More to do! This squad to wreck the Steely of the Taken, that squad to plunder regimental headquarters, another to set out stuff to fire the barracks buildings, still another to search the Limpers' quarters for documents. Hurry! Hurry! Got to get gone before the Taken return. Darling cannot distract them forever." Somebody screwed up. Naturally, it always happens. Somebody fired one barracks early. Smoke rose. Over in Rust, we soon learned there was another regiment. In minutes, a squadron of horse were galloping our way. And again, someone had screwed up. The gates were not secured. Almost without warning, the horsemen were among us. Men shouted, weapons clanged. Arrows flew, horses shrieked. The ladies' men got out, leaving half their number behind. Now Elmo and the lieutenant were in a hurry for sure. Those boys were going for help. While we were scattering the Imperials, the Wind Whale lifted off. Maybe half a dozen men managed to scramble aboard. It rose just enough to clear the rooftops, then headed south. There was not yet enough light to betray it. You can imagine the cussing and shouting. Even Toad Killer Dog found the energy to snarl. I slumped in defeat, dropped my butt onto a hitching rail, sat there shaking my head. A few men sped arrows after the monster. It did not notice. Tracker leaned on the rail beside me. I grumped. "You wouldn't think something that big would be chicken. I mean, a wind whale can destroy a city." "Do not impart motives to a creature you do not understand. You have to see its reasoning."
"What?"
"Not reasoning. I don't know the right word." He reminded me of a 4-year-old struggling with a difficult concept. "It's outside the lands it knows, beyond bounds its enemies believe it can breach. It runs for fear it will be seen and a secret betrayed. It has never worked with men. How can it remember them in a desperate moment?" He was right, probably. But at the moment I was more interested in him than in his theory. That I would have stumbled across after I settled down. He made it seem one huge and incredibly difficult piece of thinking. I wondered about his mind.